Welcome back to the IC Pixels podcast. This is Anthony.
And this is David.
Coming to you from quarantine. Our regular studios. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, our studio unfortunately got shut down due to quarantine, so we're at our other studio.
But the other podcast that I do, we started recording in the Mercedes-Benz studio.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Yeah. You didn't know they provided a studio. But, yeah. Well, one of those studios is gone, though, unfortunately, so... R.I.P. to the compressor.
Why'd you record in the?
Oh, it was studio. A time thing. Like a lot of, I mean, at one point we were trying to record on like Sunday nights, and it was just like, it's like after we'd done everything else and like cooked for the week, and it's just too much going on Sunday. So the Sunday night comes around, and you're just tired. And that's the last, you know, you don't want to record while you're tired. So it's like, okay, you know, my son is in karate. I have like an hour that I'm just not doing anything, like, let's record in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Roll up the windows.
Yeah.
Get in the back seat. I mean, wait. No.
What?
Don't get in the back seat. All right. Yeah, my studio is just the same. Nothing's changed over here.
Yeah.
I kind of miss going to work a little bit.
Gasp.
I don't know, like my car has not moved in at least 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
But that's fine because there's stuff I need to fix on it, so
I'm going to fix it during this time. You were busy quarantining by driving across America.
That's besides the point, but I think I don't know. I mean, how do you think the whole situation has affected you?
I will say that I have not been as productive as I thought I would be. And I will also say it's easy to, you know, think that, you know, when we thought this was short term, it was easier to be like, okay, I'm going to do this. But then when it starts becoming normal and kind of uncertain, it's easy to create bad habits instead of new ones, you know, instead of the good habits. It's hard to find the motivation to, like, because you can, you know when it's over. So it's kind of hard to, like, find the motivation to, like, you know, accomplish things. Even, I mean, you can. You just got to get in the rhythm of it, but it's kind of throwing my schedule off. I know that if I really buckle down, it's not even buckling down that much, but just created some more structure around my day,
mm-hmm.
then I could accomplish more. But mm-hmm. it's been kind of, the thing is, I like kind of the freedom of working from home and I can do this and that or whatever, but it's been kind of chaotic. I mean, there's been other stuff going on, and one of our cars broke, and like, there's just been other things going on. But it's not the you've seen those posts of people like, oh, this is your moment to, you know, create the next big blah blah, you know, whatever. True, but life doesn't go like that.
Also, for a lot of people. There's a lot of stuff I wanted to do. Yeah, so I can say for myself, at the beginning, of course, I didn't know how long it was going to last, but I assumed it would be, you know, like a couple weeks or something like that. So I was like, oh, okay, this is a good opportunity for me to take care of some things, go some places I wanted to go, things like that. So I did some of those things, but I think, like you said, the uncertainty of the end time makes it easier to put things off. So I remember once I was at home for a while, like being on Instagram and looking at other places, and I see some of the stuff other people are doing, and I'm like, oh, I need to do those things too, because, you know, we're both at home and we both kind of have things we need to take care of, and I need to, you know, take care of some of that stuff. But for whatever reason, I put it off. And then, like, so one example is there's something on the suspension of my car I need to fix. So early on in the quarantine, I saw somebody post like, yeah, this is a good time to fix stuff on your car because you don't have to go anywhere. And so I was like, let me order those parts. Pulled them up, put them in my shopping cart, did not order them. and I just actually ordered them today. And it's just things like that where I just put things off because it was like, oh, I'll get to it later. And I think, because, you know, like, let's say you were going on vacation. You knew you were going to be on vacation for a week. So you would make the best of every day because you're like, okay, today we're going zip lining or whatever. We're going to go swimming. We're going to, like, you have a schedule kind of put together because you know you only got a week. But for this, I don't know how much time I have, but I think it's still important to take advantage of it because there's just a lot of stuff. There's a few things I've definitely gotten done. Like, I've been out doing better, like, in terms of, like, my gym is closed, obviously, so trying to make sure I exercise every day, trying to make sure I'm taking care of stuff for my day job as well as for, like, side businesses and stuff like that. But it could have been better. So I want to make sure. I know it's not going to be perfect, but I want to do better than I have been in terms of using my time wisely and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, and I think that makes it even, should make it easier, because it's like, well, where am I going to go? I can stay here and accomplish what I need to accomplish, or I can stay here and be unproductive.
I think it's showing a lot of people that you need those. In a way, you kind of need some distractions. You need options. Mm-hmm. You need things. I mean, because, I mean, there's a lot of things that are closed that keep you from being productive. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I could be like, yeah, I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to paint every day, and blah, blah, blah. I can't go buy a new canvas.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You could get that off of eBay. You could order it. Like, there's ways to work around that type of stuff.
Yeah, there is. But, I mean, you know, it's not, you know, it's, there are limitations, and that's the frustrating part.
Well, I think a lot of it is you got to plan ahead now, which, because there's several things I wanted to do, and I'm like, crap, I can't just run to the store and get that, or I can't just go pick that up.
Yeah.
But that just means that, hey, I got to order it online, and I've got to plan ahead now and make sure it comes in a timely manner and all that type of stuff, which is not hard. But what I was going to say is, in the past, you know, in regular times or whatever, BC, before Corona,
I like it.
There were things in my life that were distractions that, you know, they took up some of my time or whatever, but they made it so that when I did get free time, or not free time, but time to accomplish what I wanted to do, then I was more focused because I was like, okay, well, I'm done with all this annoying stuff that I have to do. Now I can focus on this.
Yeah.
Whereas now I don't have those, as many of those things. Like, just, I don't have a commute at all. I don't have, like, my day job starts when I wake up. It's not like, or I can start it whatever time I want. So it's not like I have like a set block of time where I'm, you know, can't do certain things because I'm at work or whatever. So it's like now I have so much flexibility. Like, so I guess what I'm trying to say is the inflexibility of my old, the traditional routine forced me to be more structured in my free time. And now that I have more flexibility, I'm just all flexing out, and I don't get done.
Not with flexing anything. At all.
Not flexing at all, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's the same thing for me because I was like, oh, just let me work from home. I'll just, you know, I was, you know, and for a little while I was working from home like on Fridays, and you know, I actually used some of that time productively. Now it's like I'm at home every day, and like, I mean, I know for a couple of years, like 2 years I worked from home and I was able to create a structure for myself and like I actually made it work. It's just, I think it's an uncertainty now because I'm thinking it's a short term that is messing me up now instead of thinking like, you know, I mean, because it just keeps on the date when I go back to the office, it's a month from now.
Yeah.
I have a whole month left before, and that could be pushed back in. They could say just stay at home because y'all are doing fine, which I'd be fine with, but it's, I would need to absolutely create that structure, or else I'm just going to lose all of my, you know, motivation. I mean, and there's a part of me, it also misses it does miss that schedule a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. I mean, I was tired all the time. I mean, I'm tired all the time now, but not from being out. It's just because I'm not sleeping enough. But same as you, I miss that kind of a structure. I mean, and it's something that I'll have to, I mean, I need to create for myself. Let me not say I have to. I need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got like a month. And I mean, I'm still doing my work and everything and stuff like that. But I feel like the things that I wanted to do before was like, oh, if only I was at home, I'd be able to do this and take care of this. I haven't been doing all of those things like I could.
Yeah.
Because I'm instead of, you know, using that extra time where I would have been commuting and all that kind of stuff, I'm just getting up later. You know, I'm not giving myself all the hours I could.
Mm-hmm.
To actually do all the things, you know, I can, like, with painting and stuff. I mean, I could have had, like, a whole thing. We could have had our, like, social media planned out for, like, 6 years. You know, there's a lot of things that could be done that could have been accomplished, and it's tough, though, because, I mean, you see those, like I was saying, you see those memes and all the old posts of people like, oh, use your time. It's a great thing, and I understand the sentiment, and I see what you're going for, but it's, you know, it's weird right now. And I mean, I think you have to be honest, like, it's with yourself. Like, is it being weird right now? Is it going to be tough for me to get to that productivity level? Am I going to be at that productivity level that I think I should be? Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But what does work? Like, what things would you want to accomplish? Just write those things down. Like, you know, or like, you know, just, I mean, you can make it like a, like exercising or something like that. Just make sure you're exercising every day. No, you can't go to the gym. Just make sure you're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you don't lose everything, you know?
Yeah, I think it's important to... I think a lot of times, like kind of like what I said, and kind of like what we talked about on our last podcast, we had all kinds of ideas about what we could accomplish and everything. And of course, a lot of times those ideas may not be 100% realistic. And yeah. So... you come up with your ideas, but I think, like you said, it's good to write those down, because then at least you can work towards those every day. And then
yeah.
I think just like any change, like this is a change, you know, we're both used to from one level or another working in an office part of the time, our time. So transitioning to working from home full time, you know, it's a change. And so you got to give yourself some time to adjust to that change. I know some of my coworkers on my day job, a lot of them had, you know, it was just like, I don't know how you do it. It's so hard. They were really missing it. I missed it a little bit.
We don't,
a lot of them were missing
it. We're not like people.
Yeah, I'm fine. Like some of them, my coworkers just, they kind of need to come by your desk and talk to you a couple times a day. That's just what they do. And I'm fine without that. But I think adjusting to all that just takes some time. And so, I don't think it's unrealistic to say, hey, well, you know, it's been 2 weeks, 2+ weeks now, and I haven't been as productive as I could have, but like by now I should have adjusted and I should have figured out, okay, here's what I need to be doing to get it done, to make things work the way I would like them to work, or whatever. And I feel like I'm getting close to that point where, I mean, because I have done some things, so I want to continue improving and get to... you know, kind of hopefully accomplish some of those things that was on my list.
Well, I would give this advice. Like, I mean, if somebody, I used to work from home and I used to have to do this, and I know what to do. I just don't do it. But you're new to working at home. You're 2 weeks in, or however long you've been down, a couple of calendars, and it's not working out for you. I would say, find something to listen to, not watch. Find something to listen to. Because it's easy to be like, all right, I'll watch TV and do my work at the same time.
Nope.
No, find something to listen to. Turn the TV off. If you're really struggling with this, turn the TV off. You want to watch something, then do that later. Do that for your lunch break, or, you know, after you finish your other stuff. First thing in the morning, you know, eat your breakfast, you know, whatever you got to do in the morning, drink your coffee, whatever. Turn on some music and just start working then. Like, start right away. Just get to it.
I think basically you have to, what in the long, short answer of what you're saying is you've been basically got to build your own structure. Because when you go to work, you know, you come in, you sit down in your bag, you might go get coffee, you might hang around by a water cooler and talk to people, but you got to establish that same routine. And I've kind of, because there's a couple days where, like, I didn't take a shower until, like, 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Because it's like, I got up, I started working, and then it was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I have for me, it's more helpful if I get up. Of course, I'm going to eat my breakfast and maybe get dressed, take a shower. If I do all those things before I start working, then I'm kind of, it gets me in the rhythm or whatever you want to call it, and I'm more likely to be focused and like, okay, I'm here to work. I'm not just getting ready up and getting on the computer. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's something. I mean, you know, it's going to work differently for different people, of course, but that is something. I mean, I think for me, it's a thing of, like, give your mind something to do. I mean, especially, I mean, some people can't say they can't work and listen to music. I don't know what's wrong with them. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But I need that distraction in order to focus. So that's why I say turn on the music, find a podcast to listen to, find our podcast to listen to, you know, find something to occupy that part of your brain and get to it before you can make excuses of what other thing you can do. It's like, oh, yeah, go take the dog out. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna go, you know, whatever you got to do. Like, but that way you could honestly, I mean, those are my most productive hours, I think, is before other things are going on. Mm-hmm. Before I, you know, before I get hungry for breakfast, you know, like just sit down, just get to it and just start, you know, give yourself a distraction and take care of those first things you need to do. And so that you do have time in the afternoon. It's like, oh, okay, well, fine. Let me finish up my work while I watch something. Okay, fine. But you, because you were most productive in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. Like, don't start with the slack off. Start with getting something done. And then you could slack off later in the day if, you know, if you feel obligated to do that.
I think that's a good, I think what we're saying is you need to have a theme for your day. Like, start it off on the right foot with the right theme. Because that, you know, it's like if you eat something bad in the morning, then you feel like, all right, well, this day's gone. I guess I'm just eating bad all day. So start your morning off, you know, right as possible. Things happen, of course, but try to start your morning off right in a more structured way. That way the rest of the day can kind of, you know, you'll feel like, okay, well, I did my thing in the morning. I mean, work out first thing in the morning. And I haven't been doing that lately, honestly. Well, this is a, we can change it. Did you have anything else for that? Then I had something else we're going to talk about. I wanted to talk about.
No, that's about it. No, I feel like we've said what needs to be said. Find a way that works for you and do that.
Okay. What are weird things you did while on conference calls? Well, not that weird, but today I was sitting on the porch on a conference call. I was like, I just want to sit on the porch. It's nice. And I moved like the weights and stuff out there. And I was like, you know what? While they're just talking, I'm going to work out. So I was exercising while on the conference call.
As long as you don't have to say anything like,
yeah, no, they were talking. I mean, you know. But yeah, I don't know. Have you any weird, not work things you were doing at the same? I mean, I know when I saw you, you were in a conference call walking around the driveway.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would definitely like to be outside. I prefer to be outside if it's nice. So there's a few times I was on a conference call and people were like, those birds in your yard are so loud.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what? Like, why are you, like, I don't know. My coworkers, they, some of them, the people I was on the conference call with, they just be like sitting in their basement all day. I'm like, why?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been outside? Yeah. Like, there's no, unless there's like you all up on your neighbors, there's no reason to stay inside like that. But I don't know, I don't understand that mentality. But so I'll be outside walking around.
Now I'll add that to the other thing we were talking about. It's nice in the morning right now, it's not too hot and all that kind of stuff. Go outside and start your morning out there on the computer, get some fresh air before it gets hot and all that. Anyway, go ahead.
It's not too cold out there either, because it's not, it's different temperatures up here, but
oh, right.
what was I going to say? Yeah, so I've been driving. I've been at the store. I've been all kinds of places, but I haven't done anything. I haven't exercised while I was on a phone call yet. I didn't think about that. Definitely, well, no, I haven't been in the bathroom. Nah, but I mean, so we don't have, we have conference calls a couple times a day, or once a day at least. So I haven't had to do anything weird yet. But I've definitely done the like halfway dressed thing where I have on a shirt. But I might have on like basketball shorts or something that my coworkers don't need to see on the bottom.
Well, it's going to be interesting, I guess, longer term, you know, just what's going to carry over, you know, post Rona, you know? Yeah. Like, I think, you know, the work from home options, the businesses realizing like, oh, I guess we don't need a big office. Y'all are fine at home. Okay. You know, just how a lot of things are coming out of, I mean, and, you know, there's people that are, you know, like people on Instagram being very inventive with the tools, like you know, the DJs and stuff like that, and like the battles that are going back and forth. I don't know, have you watched any of those?
Yeah, I saw like Manny Fresh, and I saw T-Pain, and T-Pain and Lil Jon was good. The Manny Fresh one was, that was good. It was sad. And then I saw part of Swiss Beats and Timberland, but I didn't see the whole thing.
Okay.
But yeah, all those are entertaining. No, but I mean, it's like, if this is going to continue for a long time, these people need to figure out a way to make money off of this.
Yeah, I mean, I know somebody right now is probably developing a platform to do this in the future. Yeah. I mean, if they're not, they're stupid. But somebody is absolutely working on that. Like, how can we do this in the future? How can we charge for this? You know, what can we do to... I mean, that's what I'm interested to see. Like, all the things that are going to come out of this, and then, like, how, you know, people are going to have to brand themselves going forward to deal with it. Or to, you know, it's like, okay, what happened in the before? Like, I was doing things this way. Rona messed me up. You know, what am I going to do in the future? You know, that's going to be an interesting thing. Like, how are people going to evolve out of this?
Yeah, I think of it just like, you know, when, you know, computers started being big and people lost their job to robots and stuff like that. Like, you just got to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's...
All the event planners.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever you do. You just got to find a new way. Because, so, actually, that's interesting. I did a bunch of flyers. Well, not a bunch, but some flyers and some social media promotion and stuff for this lady who's having an event. She does, like, event planning type stuff. The whole joint got canceled. I need to hit her up and make sure she pays me, but there's a few things like that.
A Rona discount?
Sorry, no. I mean, I did the work. I can't help what happened. But I think a lot of things like that, it's just like, you got to learn to pivot. And this should not be that much of a... It's not like a heavy, hard pivot, like... going from not using any computers in your business to everything's on a computer. It's not like that hard, because you should have been already aware of, you know, a lot of people, you know, like things like Fiverr and things like that, like working remotely and all that stuff has been around for years. It's just there was no situation where it was like required. And now that it's kind of required, I could see where, you know, people are going to go through, like we talked about before, people have to go through that transition period and figure it out. But I don't think it's like confusing, because many people have done this already. So it's not like this is a mystery. What are we going
to
do?
All of the tools are there. We don't need to invent anything. I mean, if anything, maybe figure out like some better security around, you know, if people are working remote, like better security around the calls and stuff like that, maybe. But all of this stuff exists already. And that's why I'm surprised when companies don't have some kind of contingency plan so people can work remotely right now. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you? Would this be an option that you have? I mean, I've had complaints about it, but like, we've been at home for a long time. I mean, half of our workforce is already working remotely. So it was like, it was just like an announcement, like, hey, all right, tomorrow everybody's going home. All right, cool, boom.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Everybody took their laptop. Everybody needed one. They provided it. You know, it was... I mean, you know, I'm not in IT, so I didn't have to do none of that stuff. For me, it was packing up my stuff, like, all right, bye.
Yep.
You know, and that's all it took. I mean, because they already had the software and all that kind of stuff, and it's like, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's businesses, of course, that they, you know, a restaurant or something like that. It's a little different. You know, it's like, you know, that's food. You can't, like, you know, telecommute food, but... there's still technologies. There's things, you know, you should be set up with, you know, whatever, DoorDash. And I mean, I'm sure a lot of them are already, but just like how they had to pivot to be able to still serve people. I mean, but, you know, some businesses, of course, it's just, they depend on people being there. So it's kind of harder. Where, and it may be a thing where the business may survive, but the employees might not.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. There are some things that just, like, you know, they kind of are dependent on your presence. So,
Well, like people that like people that put on car shows and stuff like that. It's like,
well, so I was somewhere last week and I actually saw people kind of meeting up for a car show. So I saw, well, one thing, I saw a bunch of motorcyclists riding together.
Oh.
And they were just riding together, you know, and you can't really stop them because it's like, well, it's not a gathering. We're just driving. and we just happened to be driving together.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But then I also saw, I was in Virginia and I saw a bunch of cars, and it was obvious they were going somewhere together because it was all like Subarus and FRSs, and which are Subarus too. Yeah. So they were all going together somewhere. I don't know where they were going, but I mean, I could see it still happening because all you got to do is go in a parking lot and park near each other and sit in your car.
And just talk.
Yeah,
talk,
stay in your car, get on your phone or whatever.
Like, nice wheels. Yeah. You just drive around in the parking lot to go look at different
cars. But as long as you don't get out the car, it's like, what are they going to do? But I don't know.
I don't think it's what they're going to do. What the Rona going to do is the problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, of course, I would like to see this all in at some point in time. I do enjoy the flexibility in the whole situation I'm in right now. But, I mean, like we said, we got to take advantage of it. But I don't want it to last forever because I got some new clothes and ain't nobody going to see them. Not really. But,
yeah. That's the other thing. I've spent less money since I've been at home.
Have I spent my son?
I haven't been buying gas.
Well,
I
definitely
gas.
Haven't been buying gas as much.
You took a cross-country trip, so...
Yeah, but gas. I haven't been buying gas consistently for just, like, the regular buying gas that I would do. I did spend more money on shoes because Nike was having a sale.
I have managed to resist the urge to buy more shoes.
It was at least...
I did make my fiancé buy shoes. Though.
I was going to buy. I only bought one. I might still buy another one if it's still on sale. But it's just like everybody's having sales because you know, like, those companies are trying to still make money while all their locations are closed.
Yeah, I've been seeing it, and it's like, I'm just like, luckily right now I've come to the point at the moment, at this point, this month or whatever, that right now I don't think new shoes would make me happy.
Yeah, I got some shoes. So I bought a pair of Air Maxes because this is some shoes I've wanted for at least 2 years.
Yeah. They had some gray ones that looked nice. Some gray Air Maxes I saw. They were like $60. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, anyway, I bought some things that I've wanted for a while. And I was like, oh, okay. Now it's on sale and it's free shipping. It's getting copped.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Yeah. I've just bought too many shoes in the last recently that it's like, you know, you'd have to, I don't know, they'd have to be a really good deal and, like, you know, or something that I just felt like, oh yes, perfect, I needed that in my rotate. I don't know, but I just don't feel like that right now, especially since I've been at home. I don't even be going nowhere.
Well, speaking,
just be putting on whatever shoe is. I've been wearing those Enda shoes a lot,
honestly. I wear house shoes most of the time. Other than that, socks. Yeah.
The African American slides?
I don't have. So, actually, I've been meaning to buy some slides, but I just haven't. I need to see if Adidas is having a sale or something.
Probably.
But,
you get those are 12.
Yeah, they had them for low early this year, but then I went on the site and it wasn't working out for me, and so I didn't get them. Because if they're like $12 and free shipping, I'll get them. If not, probably not. Because I don't need them. I already have a couple pairs of flip-flops and house shoes and all kinds of other stuff. But what I was going to say is, with everyone being at home and, like, you know, having a freelance business doing graphic design, web design, that type of stuff, of course, normal collateral like business cards, letterheads, and stuff like that become far less important because what are you going to do with it? Leave it near people's door and they find it and like, oh, spray it down with disinfectant and make the ink all run and everything.
Just shove it in their door like people with Chinese restaurants do. Like, don't stop shoving stuff in my door.
Yeah, they always stick stuff in my mailbox.
Don't like shove it in there. You see it like pop into the side of your door while you're inside. Just like, don't do that.
Get out! Stop doing this!
Don't put things in my house while my door is closed. Don't do that.
but since you know you can't really rely on the physical stuff anymore, what do you think in terms of like collateral type things are important at this point?
I would say your social media, you know, storyboard and, like, you know, just your brand, like, how you're going to present yourself, your ads, all of that kind of stuff, I would say that's more important than business cards right now. Especially right now.
So, specifically, like, your profile, your Facebook profile picture, your Facebook profile, like, cover photo, Instagram, basically your top six or top nine in Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, and like right now, I would say, aside from just the collateral, it's like, what is your messaging? Like, how are you speaking to it right now? Are you just being nasty about it? Like, oh, you know, trying to take advantage of it? Or are you actually creating a value for people so they, you know, still remember you? Like, what are you doing with that? And not, it's not so much how it looks anymore. It's like how it, you know, like how it makes people feel, like your branding. Like, because there's a million businesses that have Instagram profiles, and why would I follow them? Like, I don't even care what it looks like. Like, why am I following you? Seriously. even if I use your service, why am I following you? That's
something I always ask myself. And I think that's something we've struggled with in general. Like, why would, like, so we provide a service, we design your website, we make a logo or something for you. Why do you need to follow me anymore? And I can't think of a good reason for anyone to follow me afterward other than, like, I just want to stay connected. Just, I want to know where you are or whatever. But other than that, I can't think of a reason why you need to continue following me. But it might just be that, I don't know, maybe I'm not thinking long enough and deep enough. Because I'm talking mainly kind of like Instagram, but Facebook too. If I'm not the one that's posting like motivational quotes every day or like memes about design or whatever every day, then why are you following me?
I think you need to provide value. Like, I mean, value for somebody. And if you aren't providing that value for anybody, then like maybe you should just stop posting until you think about what would actually add value. Because there's enough, I don't know. I mean, I know we're not like, you know, save the trees that make the forest. I don't know. Save the forest. I don't know. Never mind. That was stupid. But yeah, what value do you add to Instagram when there's like a million people on here with a lot more interesting things to look at on Instagram than, you know, what are you doing for me? I mean, and I hate to be that way, but it's like, seriously, like, what is your business doing for me? Like, what are you, I don't know. How are you connecting with people? Because that's what's important now. It's not just existing. Just like SEO on the internet. Just because you make a website doesn't mean anybody's going to come to it. You got to do some work so people actually come to it. So you're actually providing something people want, or, you know, and I mean, some businesses don't need an Instagram, I don't think. It's like, you don't, I don't want to see your roofing company on Instagram unless you have some kind of interesting roofing. Maybe you have some kind of interesting, like, oh, streets, you know, just bird's eye view. You post photography from the roof. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see, like, I might find give out that you're a roofing else. Company on Instagram. I might contact you for service, but, and I might even follow you for a little while, but eventually I'm like, all right, I got my service. I don't care about roofing.
Yeah. But okay, so like there's this towing company that I follow. They actually towed the car that broke down. I followed them on Instagram. I don't remember why, but I think it was somebody I kind of knew from cars or whatever. But they take pictures of all the cars they tow, and a lot of them are cool cars. So it's like, oh, look at that, you know. It's like it's broke down, but like, oh, look at that Lamborghini, you know. So it's like, I wouldn't call it, It provides some kind of a thing. It's putting it out there in a way that's different than your average towing company, you know, because you get to see these cool cars that broke down. But I mean, it's, I don't know. There's just ways to do it. I mean, it's just something to think about, because I think nowadays it's just a lot more, it's a lot deeper than your collateral now. Because nobody's special anymore. I mean, I honestly think you may do better in some ways. I've heard this, that like there's a return of like physical mail, because it stands out more than the digital stuff now. Because there's so much stuff in your inbox, there's so much stuff on the internet it's you actually getting something real life. It's like, oh, what's this?
Yeah, there are companies that have offered like to mail me some stickers or something like that. And I was like, yes, I'll take that. And
yeah, my company's been giving out hoodies to some people. Yeah, and it's like, yeah, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, you got to do a little bit more. Be a little more creative nowadays. So, I mean, I would, I don't know, even outside of the collateral.
Yeah, I would say, like, just having a profile is not enough. And even if you have a good image, like cover photo and all that type of stuff, that's not enough either. Because you could have that stuff and it looks all professional, and then what are you posting about? Because I mean, I feel like we have most of that stuff set up. We have cover art photos and all that stuff, but we don't really post that often, and that's why we don't have that many followers. And I'm fine with it. I'm not, like, begrudging the fact, but until I come up with, until we develop that idea of, like, what are we going to be posting about consistently and what do we have to post consistently, then it doesn't make sense to, like, bemoan the fact.
The podcast.
Yeah, we can start posting about the podcast when we start recording it consistently.
Oh.
I see what you did.
Right. But yeah, I mean, that's something that we're adding, you know, and we've talked about that. That's something that's like actually it's of value to people, I think, I hope. So it's like, okay, this is something, you know, you can tune back in for a reason to stick around because I've got something else. It's just not a new, like, oh, stick around. Next week, I've got a new stock photo for you. You know, short rant. If one more person, people need to stop using Pexels and all these free photo things. I mean, you can use them, but dig a little bit deeper because I'm tired of seeing the girl with the glasses with her little paintbrushes and stuff like that in her computer. I'm tired of seeing it. If I showed it to you, you'd probably be like, oh, yeah, I've seen that. I saw a whole poster that used, like, it was like for a new luxury apartment or something like that, and they had a big thing on there about the gym inside, and it was like, I recognize that photo. That's from Pexels. That's a free
stock photo. Recognized.
Somebody probably charged them a lot of money for that, too.
I've seen a few times. I use Pexels lightly. Like, there's some things where, like, I need a background image, something in the background just to distract from whatever's going on. On the web or in a real design. Yeah. So I'll grab something off there sometimes just because it's free. But yeah, my preference is actually to use something that I have not seen before because it gets obvious.
Yeah.
Because I've also had the same issue with iStock someone using the same picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know some pictures are good pictures, but, you know, sometimes you got to click to that fifth page sometimes because it's like, you know, especially with the free ones, it's like, come on, just I know exactly how it goes because I've done it. Like, look around in Pexels for like 30 minutes trying to find the perfect free photo. You make all kinds of like, maybe this one, this one, and you whatever the case, you're just not going to spend money on it, and then you just end up using that same girl. It is another one with a guy. Like, I don't know. It's just funny because then people put it on social media and it's like, of course nobody's going to look at it. Of course engagement's low. Like, they've probably seen that picture
before. It's basically ad blindness.
It's like, stock picture, no context. Why is my engagement down? You know? I don't know. That's my rant.
Well, anywho. Like we said at the beginning, we've got all kinds of productive things to go do, apparently. Well, I know I need to eat dinner and stuff.
Yeah, I think my oatmeal is, I think my granola is almost
done. Oh, yeah, I was thinking about making some of that the other day, but I have to buy some ingredients. thanks for tuning in. If you have any ideas about how companies or organizations could improve their social media profiles. Like, let's say a graphic designer or someone who does web design, how can they improve their social media profile to keep it interesting? Definitely feel free to leave a comment or something and share with us because we need that information. we're still doing the thing. Like, if you want one of our I'd rather be reading buttons, send us an email, contact@alienmuffin.com. And or DM on any of our social platforms, and we'd be willing to send you one.
It goes in the down. DMs.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Wash your hands. Stay inside. Well, don't stay inside. Wash your hands. Go outside. Get some fresh air. Stay away from other people.
You should wash your hands. You should watch your mouth.
Don't lift the handrails.
Never mind. Yeah. I mean, if your mouth is anywhere near a handrail, anyway, just stay at home.
You can go places. Just don't lift the handrail. Or...